Thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Claims Line. My name is Amron. I do have to advise you that this call is being recorded for quality assurance purposes. How may I help you today?
Yeah. Hello.
Thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Claims Line. My name is Amron. I do have to advise you that this call is being recorded for quality assurance purposes. How may I help you today?
Yes, ma'am. I'm calling to get started my unemployment.
You're calling to file a new unemployment claim?
Yes, ma'am.
What's that social security number?
416-39-4753.
Have you ever filed before?
No, ma'am.
All right. It'll take us about 15 to 20 minutes to complete your claim, okay? All
right.
What's that first name?
Hector, H-E-C-T-O-R.
The last name?
Simmons, S-I-M-M-O-N-S.
Date of birth?
11-11-91.
Are you a U.S. citizen?
Yes, ma'am.
Do you have difficulty speaking, reading, writing, or understanding English?
No.
Do you consider yourself disabled?
No.
Did you serve on active duty in the United States Armed Forces for 180 days?
No.
What's the highest grade you completed in school?
10.
Okay. What's your mother's maiden name?
Bridget Hicks.
Hicks?
Mm-hmm.
H-I-C-K-S?
Mm-hmm.
Do you have an Alabama driver's license?
No, I have a regular ID.
What's that number?
All right, hold on. It's I-792317.
All right. If you are approved for benefits, you have options to receive your payments, direct deposit, or you can receive the Alabama Vantage prepaid benefits card. Which one would you prefer?
Oh, can I get the card?
Yes, sir. I do have to advise you that it does take an additional 5 to 7 days to be delivered to you after you approve a payment. What's that mailing address?
105 Pruitt Street, P-R-U-I-T-T Street, Enterprise, Alabama.
Zip code?
36330.
Is your home address different from your mailing address?
No.
Has your address changed in the last year?
No.
What's that telephone number starting with the area code?
334-390-4127.
All right. All right, Mr. Simmons, it is necessary to verify your identity when filing for UC benefits, so I have some generated security questions to ask you. Feel free to cut me off at any point that you hear the correct answer.
All right.
Which of the following addresses have you ever been associated with? 1175 Lee Road 136, 1320 Jackson Avenue North, 18850 Florida Street, 257 Old Lowkey Ferry Road, or I've never been associated with any of these.
I've never been associated with any of them.
Which of the following addresses have you ever been associated with? 14555 Lonnie Shirley Road, 201 Apache Drive,
201 Apache Drive.
All right. Which of the following cities has a current or former association to you? Anniston, Opelika, Birmingham, Elba, or none of the above?
Elba.
Okay. Did you file for or receive unemployment benefits in another state within the last 12 months? Yes or no?
No.
Did you work in another state other than Alabama in the last 18 months, yes or no?
No.
Have you worked for the federal government as a civilian in the last 18 months, yes or no?
No.
Did you serve on active duty in the military in the last 18 months, yes or no?
No.
And when was the last day that you worked?
Tomorrow, the date or the, say
the
last
date?
Wednesday? Last Wednesday? What last Wednesday was?
The ninth?
Yeah, the ninth.
Since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work, yes or no?
No.
So in other words, if work was provided for you Sunday, would you have been able to work?
Yes.
Do you work for yourself or own a business, yes or no?
Do I what?
Do you work for yourself or own a business?
Nah.
Do you have a real estate license, yes or no?
No.
Are you currently registered for or attending school, yes or no?
No.
Are you available to accept full-time work, yes or no?
Yes.
Are you available for all shifts in your normal trade or occupation, yes or no?
Yes.
Have you applied for or are you receiving a pension from an employer that you've worked for in the last 18 months, yes or no?
No.
Have you applied for or are you receiving workers' compensation due to a work-related injury, yes or no?
No.
And how many miles are you willing to travel one way to a job?
28.
What's the lowest hourly wage that you will accept?
14.50.
And what was that job title that you were working, Mr. Simmons?
Ma'am?
What was that job title that you were working?
Live hang.
Live.
Hang.
That was the job title, or was that the company?
No, the company is Pilgrims. Oh, my job title was a live hang. Y'all hung up birds.
Okay. Can I get a phone number for that employer?
Hold on. Three four seven oh five fifteen.
And when was your start date with them?
November 15, 2021.
Which city and state were you working for them in?
Enterprise, Alabama.
Have you received or do you expect to receive vacation, sick, or holiday pay from this employer?
Say it again.
Have you received or do you expect to receive vacation, sick, or holiday pay from this employer?
No.
What's the reason that you're no longer working for them?
It's all hanging the birds wrong or something.
So was it a quit or a discharge?
A discharge.
What was the name of that manager that discharged you?
Jeffrey. I don't know his last name. I just know his first name was Jeff.
That's fine. Was there any prior warning before the discharge?
No, ma'am. I had went to HR and I had wrote up the lead man. But not one on one. I think it's just retaliation.
Okay. And did you do anything to try to resolve the issue before being discharged?
Yes, I tried to talk to him and tell him it was a misunderstanding, but they told me to give him my badge.
All right. Do you elect to have 10% of your weekly benefit check withheld for federal income tax?
Nah, say it again.
Do you elect to have 10% of your weekly benefit check withheld for federal income tax?
Nah, I'm good.
Okay. I have a 4-digit PIN number to give you. Let me know you're ready.
All right, I'm ready.
That PIN number is 5391.
5391?
Yes, sir. The easy way for you to remember that is that it's the last 2 digits of your Social Security number and the last 2 digits of your birth year.
All right, that's a bit.
And I will be explaining what that PIN number is used for in just a second. You can change that PIN number after your first use. That is just your temporary PIN number. All right, Mr. Simmons, we are coming to a close with your unemployment claim. The following instructions and telephone numbers are very important. It normally takes 2 to 3 weeks to process your unemployment claim. However, you must begin immediate unemployment claim requirements effective this week. The unemployment claim we just finished also registers you for work with the Alabama Career Center System. Your Career Center application will remain active for 90 days. However, you are required to maintain an active Career Center application for the duration of your unemployment claim. In addition, you must either visit one of the Alabama Career Centers or you can log in at alabamaworks.alabama.
You said Alabama Work?
Mm-hmm.
Hold on. Work.alabama?
Mm-hmm. .gov.
.gov.
That's the website where you update your online resume. Failure to do so may result in an interruption in your benefits. You must be able and available to work and actively seeking full-time work each week that you claim benefits. Unemployment claims use calendar weeks that begin on Sunday and end on Saturday. You must file a weekly certification either by telephone or internet in order to claim your benefits for the previous week. Failure to make and complete a certification each week could result in a loss of benefits. If you would like to file over the internet, that web address is www.labor.alabama.gov.
All right.
If you would like to file over the phone, that telephone number is 1-800-752-7389.
Alright.
Your weekly certifications can be made on Sunday through no later than 5 p.m. on Friday. You must make your first certification either by telephone or internet on next week. An information booklet will be mailed to you. This booklet explains your rights and responsibilities and how your claim is determined. Please read the information carefully. Failure to follow the instructions could result in a loss of benefits. If you do not receive this booklet within the next 7 days or you have any questions for us, you can contact our inquiry department at 1-800-3-
What department is it?
The inquiry department.
Mm-hmm.
1-800-361-4524. Your employer will be contacted regarding your separation. We may require a follow-up interview with you to discuss our findings. If so, you will be contacted by telephone or a letter before a decision on your claim is made.
All right.
All right, Mr. Simmons, we have completed your unemployment claim. Do you have any more questions for me?
All right, before you keep going, you say I got to go to the internet and fill out something, or I'm good right now?
You're good for this week. Now you do have to do you do have to go online with the Career Center within 7 days after today.
Mm-hmm.
And we fill out your update your online resume and fill out some job applications. Make sure that you keep whatever jobs that you do fill out. Make sure you keep a report of those. You may be asked to report those at a later date.
All right.
Any more questions for you?
Yeah. Nah, I'm good.
All right. Thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Compensation Call Center. Have a good day.
All right. Thank you.